You've had a direct message from someone claiming to be an influencer who can grow your brand, promote you to their many followers, if only you give them a free dinner, accommodation, or clothes. So, what exactly do you do? This is Clickstarter, the regional Australian digital marketing podcast. I'm Dante St. James. If an influencer is trying to rush you into a decision by claiming that they have approached several of your competitors, then let them go to your competitors. But if an influencer approaches you respectfully, explains clearly what they offer and how that may be of assistance to your business, and they're giving you time to ask questions and decide if they're a good match for you, then you may have found one worth considering. Influencers are not in and of themselves a bad thing, but like all marketing options, they have had more than their fair share of bad apples that have tarnished the concept of social media influencing for everybody who does it. But for every spoiled, entitled brat who mobilizes thousands of fans to pour bad reviews on a cafe that dared to reject them, there is a traveling family who creates amazing content and leaves smiles and value to the faces of every client that they connect with. You really just need to know what you're dealing with when you're considering working with an influencer. And while the bikini poses under waterfalls, the seductive drinking of wine, or the impossible yoga poses on balconies overlooking sponsors' infinity pools may seem to be what an influencer is all about, there is a hell of a lot more to it than that. The trouble is that the same personality traits that lead to being so driven and hardworking and motivated and willing to share your life with an audience of potentially millions tends to come packaged up with entitlement, jadedness when dealing with clients, an overestimation of the value of personal brand and the creation of systems and automation that strips the humanity out of the process of connecting yourself with a business. For large corporations and global brands, the people at the top will never actually have contact with the influencers who are ambassadors for their brands. But for a small business, you are the person who is at the top of your business, and you are in charge of your brand. You're the ambassador. So it's you that has to be your own creative agency, your own advertising agency, and the own protector of your own brand. Now, whilst the marketing department in a corporation has the ability to see the real result of the careful placement of a bottle of sparkling mineral water beside an influencer in a bikini sitting on a rock ledge overlooking an ocean, you're going to be struggling to see how using your business as a backdrop or an afterthought could ever help your business grow. And in many cases, you'll be absolutely right. The motivation of an influencer is rarely about growing your business. In fact, few of them will ever care about your business at all. They will tend to want to collab with you or collaborate with you because you have the view, the meal, the bag, the dress, the bottle, the bed, the pool, the location that they want to be photographed in or beside. This isn't a bad thing. It's just the reality of dealing with someone who seeks attention for a living. Again, not a bad thing. So when you partner with an influencer, you need to understand that you're attempting to insert your business into their world. They're not trying to insert their business into your world. They are the creative director here, not you. They control the medium, not you. And I know this all seems like it's me just hacking on influencers, and it's not. It's not a damning indictment on them at all. It's just that we're in the midst of a wild west of influencers who are running rampant, paying for their followers, and using, you know, as a template for their behavior, the behaviors of bratty teenage movie, music, and TV stars. And that's all done whilst not actually having the following or influence of those big stars. But the gold that you're looking for is not in what they are posting or what they have to say to you in the pitch for their business. The gold is in their followers. You can easily see if an influencer is actually influential at all by seeing how many of their followers actually comment on their posts and checking who those followers are. Many times the most active followers commenting on their posts are other wannabe influencers participating in what is described as either clout squads or clout circles or clout groups. They get together and do this, basically promise me to comment on all my posts and I'll promise you that I'll comment on all yours and we'll all look more popular and much more influential than we really are. But there is authenticity to be found. There are real influencers doing a really hard job of this and really providing value for their clients by being as transparent as possible. They know that half their followers are going to be fake. But those who can admit to their client that those followers are fake and then point them to the ones that are real and how engaged they are will go so much further. So you, before you even have any sort of reply to these influencers, you can look for the most authentic looking and sounding commenters that aren't just posting sycophantic love messages and kisses and see what their background is. Where are they located? What's their age range? What's their lifestyle? You'll quickly see if this particular influencer is likely to reach people who could potentially become your customer. While the concept of influencer marketing is just a repackaging of what we once upon a time called celebrity endorsement, it has got a very seedy underbelly, I will admit that, but it also has the power to be the most intimate and effective connection your business can have with your potential customers. And while it can be tempting to respond really rudely or be really nasty and jaded and snarky to an influencer when they slide on into your DMs with a pitch to collab with you for some mutual benefit, you're always best to take a little bit of time to research their background, research their style, look through their follower list, and most importantly, look at the potential for them to be a good match with you. Got a topic you'd like us to cover? Email info@clickstarter.com.au or follow Clickstarter on Facebook. Now, get on out there and do something that helps your regional Australian small business to get known, get found, and stay known.